The Buckaroo Holiday from Rodeo by Aaron Copland, Gerard Schwartz, the Seattle Symphony Orchestra. Music for flute and harp is next, plus a good Haydn symphony. Good morning. Hope it's a good Friday for you. Thank you so much for this morning. We raised, well, it seems like we raised about $6,000 in 5 minutes. We had our power breakfast this morning, and overall we have a goal, well, 83% of our support comes from you, so a larger goal than that, but our power breakfast KPR news lovers responded. And thank you so much for giving at kansaspublicradio.org. So the classical music will be uninterrupted by pledge suggestions this day between now and 3 o'clock. Well, we might say a few things here or there, but thank you so much, kansaspublicradio.org. And here's something that KPR does for you. We have a KPR Community Spotlight telling you about Community Village Lawrence. It's a local volunteer-based nonprofit dedicated to supporting affordable in-home aging for adults, helping neighbors live independently as long as possible. Details at communityvillagelawrence.org. And support for classical music on KPR also comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence and the Yoga Basics 8-week series starting on Thursday evening that introduces the families of yoga poses and helps develop a consistent practice. Passes at yogacenteroflawrence.org. Here's the flute and harp and strings by Maurice Ravel on Kansas Public Radio. It's called Introduction and Allegro. Megan Meisenbach, flutist, and Mary Golden, harpist, and some string players, and for the introduction and Allegro by Maurice Ravel here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. It's about 9:26. Today should be cooler than yesterday. Yesterday seemed awfully hot. For this afternoon, we should have highs in the 80s, and we'll have a complete forecast in just a bit. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. 91.5 Lawrence, 89.9 Atchison, and kansaspublicradio.org. The West Eastern Divan Orchestra, comprising young Arab and Israeli musicians, and its co-founder Daniel Barenboim, performed Brahms' Violin Concerto with soloist Anna Sophie Mutter alongside Schubert's Great Symphony. It's tonight on the BBC Proms Concerts. Hope you'll join us for the greatest music festival in the world, the BBC Proms, tonight at 7 on KPR1 stations. In the 11 o'clock hour this morning, right here on Kansas Public Radio, we'll have a man singing in our live performance studio who solos with the Topeka Symphony tomorrow night, who has sung at the Proms. Michael Spires and his family, they're from around here, but he's a world-renowned opera singer. He's not a tenor, he's a baritenor. Has an amazing 3-octave-plus range. So stay tuned. You've got to have KPR with you in the 11 o'clock hour in just a couple hours to hear him sing. And make plans to attend Topeka Symphony tomorrow at topekasymphony.org. All right, here's Haydn's Symphony No. 101. Sometimes it's called the Clock Symphony because in one of the movements it's very, very rhythmic with a ticking all the way through it. Here's Claudio Abbado's Chamber Orchestra of Europe on KPR. Franz Joseph Haydn's Symphony No. 101, the last 12 of his symphonies, going up to 104, were so popular in London. They're referred to now as his London symphonies. Did you notice how it had such an ominous beginning? You didn't know what was going to come. Well, I'm sure the audience broke into grins when the playful part started and pretty much went through the whole rest of the symphony. Number 101 in D is sometimes nicknamed the Clock Symphony because of the strict clicking tempo in one of the movements. That was Claudio Abbado and the Chamber Orchestra of Europe this morning for some Haydn on KPR. It's 5 minutes before 10 o'clock, listen for some new music. The pianist Avgust Antonov only plays new music, and from a recording from about 10 years ago, Richard Zacharias' First Romance. That's coming up in just a few minutes. Listen to some new music. It's the KPR premiere, but not the premiere. The piece has been around for about 10 years. Anyway, here is some truly classical music by Luigi Boccherini, now on KPR, his famous minuet. The Quintetto Boccherini. They should know how to play Boccherini, shouldn't they? That was Boccherini's Minuet in E Major, the famous minuet on KPR.
A new documentary takes viewers inside the most into my eyes. My conversation with filmmaker Lana Wilson on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Look forward to that, starting at 3 o'clock right here on KPR. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio this morning comes from KU Theater and Dance, featuring KU students in musicals, comedy, contemporary drama, and dance, staged at Murphy Hall. Season lineup and tickets at kutheater.com. Support for coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. And support for news next on KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering hardscaping across the KPR listening area, including patios and retaining walls. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I was now down about 100 points. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from BritBox, working to help people discover British dramas and mysteries, including The Responder, starring Martin Freeman, and entire series like Sherlock and Vera, streaming at BritBox.com/NPR. Good morning. This is KPR. Here's that new piece by Richard Zacharias. It's called First Romance. New piano music by Richard Zacharias on Kansas Public Radio. First Romance. From An American Journey by Avgust Antonov, the pianist, on the Hartshorn label out of Nyack, New York. Good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio. Next, a bouquet of folk songs that Percy Grainger went out himself and collected and recorded some on old wax cylinders or dashed them down on staff music that he would write, the Lincolnshire Posy, and then we'll hear a symphony by Jeff Van Hoof. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the KU School of Music presenting the 25th Annual Collage Concert, showcasing student musicians and KU's Marching Jayhawks, Saturday, September 14th. 7:30 p.m. at the Leeds Center. It's open to the public. Details at music.ku.edu. And from the Lawrence Public Library and its Civic Engagement 101 series, discussing misinformation and disinformation in the media, Thursday in the library auditorium. Details at lplks.org. Here's the North Texas Wind Symphony. It's a great band playing Grainger's Lincolnshire Posy, or bouquet of folk songs, here on KPR. Using folk songs, he went out in the country, in England, and collected himself. Percy Aldridge Grainger's Lincolnshire Posy, played by the North Texas Wind Symphony. Next, symphony you may not have heard by a Belgian composer, Jeff Van Hoof. We'll hear his second symphony next here on KPR. Did you know that Saturday, September 7th is National Hummingbird Day? Between 2 and 4 p.m., you're invited to the Natural History Museum at KU, Dykal. You can participate in some fun STEM activities about hummingbirds. Learn about their unique tongue and bill adaptations using a refractometer to measure the nectar they drink from, and more. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from KU. We're live, we're local. We're FM 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. This composer we hear next, Jeff Van Hoof, he was a Flemish background, he was Belgian, and his music has been called crisp, colorful, tuneful, that has a typically Franco-Belgian elegance, wit, and sentiment. Here's his Symphony No. 2 in A-flat now on KPR. Excuse my little absence there. I was talking with the musicians across the hall. We're going to bring you live music in just a few minutes here on KPR with the very musical Michael Spires Family Singers. In fact, they were just voted the most musical family in Missouri. Support for classical music here on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. And I should mention what we just heard. It was a fine symphony by a Belgian composer who lived until 1959, Jeff Van Hoof, his Symphony No. 2, and in A-flat here on Kansas Public Radio. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. More music in just 3 minutes. It's KPR.
Live from
Eric McDaniel, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks are trading lower following a mixed jobs report. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
That's the Abegg Trio on Kansas Public Radio, a recording of the Mozart Trio in B-flat, piano trio. And support for classical music here on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, featuring the Opus 76 Quartet, Christmas with the Celts, and more this season. Single tickets available at jccc.edu/Midwest Trust Center. And from Liberty Hall and its 30th anniversary screenings of the Richard Linklater classic Dazed and Confused, all day September 29th. Tickets on sale starting September 12th at the Liberty Hall box office. And that's open every day, the Liberty Hall box office, from 1 to 9 p.m. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Bach Aria Soloists, offering subscriptions for their 25th anniversary season, including Bach Unlocked, the annual holiday concert, The Adventures of Don Quixote, and more, now through Saturday, September 14th. Available at BachAriaSoloists.com. It's about 1 minute now past 12 noon. I'm Cordelia Brown. More classical music after the news with Jeff Watson here on KPR.
Live from NPR News and